Thomas Stanley coming at you on WGN. This is sounding a little strange. Now I'm back. There we go. This is so much better. Yay. Sorry for all the scratchiness if you guys were hearing that at home. Hannah Stanley here. This is Girls Night Out on WGN coming to you from the Allstate Showcase Studio. I'm excited to be here and be joined by Dr. Eliza Parker from the Cadella Med Spa here in the city of Chicago. We did a consult right before the program started that I have on video and we're going to put out on the website as well, both on the WGN radio website and on my Facebook page, which you can find on Facebook. I believe it's under Girls Night Out. It might be under Hannah Stanley Show. I'm not sure. Is it Hannah Stanley Show? Rachel's in my ear. Rachel's in there too. That's great. Dr. Parker, welcome and thank you for being here.
Thank you so much, Hannah. It's a pleasure.
I'm thrilled to talk to people about, here comes the scratchiness. I'm thrilled to have you here so that we can talk about ways that people can rejuvenate themselves for the holidays and not even necessarily right for the holidays, but get ready for the new year, because that's when everybody's trying to work on their body. What can they do for their skin and their face?
That's a great question, Hannah. And I think we're all kind of thinking that, especially with the cold weather in Chicago. We're all feeling a little dry, a little bit beat up. And how can we get that rejuvenated feeling that, you know, feel beautiful? And to answer your first question, there are some quick fixes to kind of get us through the holidays. But really thinking term in January, we've got to think about, okay, what are we going to do to get our skin in shape? Just like your body, your skin is the largest organ. It's about 7 pounds. And people don't think about it this way. You know, if you want your skin looking gorgeous, you got to get it in shape. And to do that, it's going to take time. And so the best thing to do, honestly, is to make a commitment to yourself to see a skin specialist and kind of get a great program going to get your skin healthy from the inside out and not just from the outside in.
So what exactly, when we see the skincare specialists like you at Cadella Med Spa, and by the way, the website is cadellamedspa.com. That's C-A-D-E-L-L-A medspa.com. You guys are located on Oak Street down here in the heart of the city. What exactly are we looking for? I think people are a little bit afraid maybe of the magical word Botox.
Oh, sure. Well, let's just talk about the monkey in the room. Okay. Why not? I mean, I think it's something that everyone, it's a tricky subject. It makes everyone stop. Just to sort of open it up, I think, you know, when we think about some of these beautiful movie stars 20 years ago, and then we see them on the cover of a tabloid now in some sort of distorted picture, we're like, oh, they got Botox. Well, the truth is honestly, it wasn't Botox that made that change. And I don't know if they were Photoshopped or if that's the true change or not. But Botox is a really interesting tool. I think the younger generation has a little bit better understanding of it than a lot of generations like myself. It can be used in the right hands. Honestly, you really need a skilled person, but it can be used to soften lines, to help take away lines, help lift your brows. But all of this can be done without changing your facial structure, without changing your smile, without changing the way you are or how you look. It can be done so beautifully, it would blow your mind. And I think once people try it and they realize, hey, I can do a lot of these things and just look just like me. I don't have to look like someone else or like some plastic person that scares me. It's actually pretty amazing. And the other piece is the judgment about, oh, if you do Botox, you just are genetically aren't capable of aging like the rest of us. Well, let me tell you, I'm aging just like everybody. It sucks. I mean, I wish I could tell you at my age that I looked as great as I could based on pure genetics. But, you know, I can't. That's just not me. And if there is that one person who looks perfect at 60, honestly, we should be studying their genetics because that's not normal.
All right. Well, Christie Brinkley needs to be that person.
Yes, exactly.
Because I don't know who's doing work on her.
She's got a great doctor. She is beautiful and she's doing it right.
I was hoping you were her doctor.
Because
I was like,
would love that to be her doctor.
Yeah. I would be like, I go to Christie Brinkley's doctor.
Honestly, she's a great example. Actually, I'm glad you bring it up. Because here is a person who looks flawless. She looks like she hasn't aged. She looks like she's 30 years old. And you know what? It's because she's done things, interventions. She's changed her aging process. And she looks perfect and natural. She smiles. She doesn't look fake. And this all can be achieved.
And that's what's interesting is that she hasn't looked fake.
Exactly.
She's looked looked like her.
Exactly.
The whole time. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We're going to take your texts. We can take your calls if you have questions. If you have a question about a procedure that you've heard about, you've seen a commercial about, and you want to ask Dr. Parker, please give us a call. And we will be talking about that. And we're also going to talk about a couple other things that's going to be after this commercial break on WGN Girls Night Out. WGN Girls Night Out. We are coming to you live from the Allstate Showcase Studio in absolutely gorgeous, festive, and delightfully temperate Michigan Avenue. Joining me in studio, I have Dr. Parker from Cadella Med Spa. The website, CadellaMedSpa.com, CadellaMedSpa.com. They are at 34 East Oak in Chicago. You can make an appointment, do some Christmas shopping, pop over, get a little rejuvenation, and then take your way back to the suburbs if you want. Now, Dr. Parker, thank you for staying with me. And maybe if
so
I turn,
fun.
There you go.
Okay,
now your microphone is on. First, we had the static. Now we have the microphone off. There's all kinds of drama. When you and I were talking prior to the show, I was saying that my skin is so dry.
Yeah.
And it's been kind of my whole life. I've had this dryness. But I'm not alone, because here in the city of Chicago, 6 months of the year, we have really low humidity. The rest of the year, it's super high humidity. It's the worst of both worlds. But what can people do to kind of combat something that really causes more wrinkles than it needs to?
That's a great question. And I think there's two answers. One, what can you do immediately? My skin feels really dry today. What can I do? Obviously, I can tell you, you know, the moisturizers that we have today are far better than the colds, you know, the Pond's cold cream that we used to use. I'm serious. And so there is something to the moisturizers we're using, and I can talk a little bit about what some of these ingredients are that make them better. But the bottom line is if you have dryness in your skin, it's really due to loss of water in the skin. Obviously, you need to drink more water. And the other piece is we need to get, as we spoke earlier, we need to get your skin or everybody's skin in better shape. When we're young and we're kids, our skin is turning over every 30 days. And so it has multiple layers, and these big juicy grapes, which is the skin cells, are coming up to the surface, and they look so dewy and beautiful. And as we age, this whole process slows down and can be up to 90 days. And if you can think about it, one cell can take 90 days to then slough off. So the edge of your skin, what you're looking at, is all dead skin.
It's 3 months old.
It's old skin, and it's sitting there, and it's dry, and it's cornflaky, and so you can put tons of moisture on and plump up those dead skin cells, but guess what? No moisture is
still going to look.
Exactly. So we need to get those dead skin cells off and get the plump, juicy, healthy skins showing, and that's actually going to show, you know, much more moisture, and you can heal your skin much better that way. If you're just throwing moisture on, you know, exfoliated skin, you're going to do it all day long and it's not going to get any better.
Home exfoliation, microdermabrasion, what are things that people can do?
You know, there's a lot of approaches to in exfoliation, and there's a lot of products and things you can buy. I think sometimes the nicest ones are like a glycolic acid, retin A or a vitamin A or retinol, which is much more tolerable for people today, are all things that can help turn over your skin faster. I'm not as a big fan of a lot of the really rough mechanical exfoliations because they can cause a lot of irritation and inflammation, but sometimes, you know, they are helpful. A lot of these really heavy nut scrubs, I think, can sometimes cause like little micro scratches and kind of irritate the skin. Sometimes some skin types can tolerate it better than others, but you can do this exfoliation very gently and with the correct ingredients. So a beautiful glycolic wash is a great way to exfoliate your skin without irritating it. Obviously, you can have some redness if you overuse the product, but these are some of the things that can help you.
People can go to a professional like yourself. You're a doctor. You're an MD. This is not, you know, you're not an esthetician.
No.
But they have the ability to go to other levels.
Absolutely.
Of places, but get somebody who is a professional.
Absolutely.
Who's certified.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, the biggest piece is there's a lot of products. There's a lot to navigate. Everywhere you turn, whether it's in a magazine or it's on a commercial, somebody's telling you they have a magical serum that's going to change your face in 3 days.
Cindy Crawford doesn't have the magic system?
Everyone has a magic system. But this is the point I would love to drive home, if nothing else sticks, is that healthy, beautiful, rejuvenated skin takes time. If you're training for a marathon, you're not going to run today to train for tomorrow's marathon. You're going to work at it for months so your body gets in shape. So how can a cream work overnight? It takes time to turn those skin cells over. It takes time to get it into shape. And that is really, it's the time piece. People need to put that energy in and the time to get that beautiful skin. So if a product says it's going to make my skin look better in 3 days, I know that it's going to plump the skin temporarily, but it's doing nothing on the deep layers because that takes time.
Is it something that could damage it long term?
No. I mean, it depends. I can't say that. I don't have every product in front of me. I think probably most of the time it's pretty harmless. And hey, if it makes your face feel plumper for that evening and you feel better, great. There's nothing wrong with that. You're just not going to achieve long term changes to your skin. So I think that's super. If you find a magical cream that makes you look great, if you don't put it on that day, I wonder how your skin's going to look. That's my question. I want people's skin to look great just on its own based on, you know, once you get those products going, you wash your face and it already looks fantastic. You don't even need makeup. I mean, that's where we want to get to.
Yes, that is where we all want to get to. All right, so this is not something we can necessarily achieve by Christmas, Hanukkah. Well, Hanukkah, no, because it's like 6 days from now. But even Christmas is within the next 2 or 3 weeks. Yeah, that's right. Hi.
Yeah.
What's the 5th? 20 days. So this is something that we do need to work on
long term. But for short term. So, I mean, okay, so the holidays are right upon us. There are some things that you can do to kind of give you that vibrance back on a short-term basis. There are some lighter peels you can do. There are some, you know, facials that can be very moisturizing. There's an oxygen infusion facial that really plumps the skin up. There are things that you can do to get your skin glowing and looking really beautiful short-term. But if you were to do these things long-term, you're going to get some great results. But even starting them now would get you off to a great start.
All right. We have a texter to 312-981-7200. And says, question, does drinking beer harm your skin?
That's a great question. Does drinking beer harm the skin? You know what? I think this goes back to the question about what you eat, what you put in your body. And guess what? Everything that you put in your body does affect your skin. It affects every organ of your body. It affects everything. Is beer necessarily bad for you in large quantities? Yeah, not so great. Small quantities, I don't see why it would necessarily hurt your skin per se. It is true if you drink a high level of alcohol, you're prone to get broken blood vessels in areas around your nose and around different parts of
like
your face.
Like the W.C. Fields.
You got
like...
it. Yes, exactly. So, you know, alcohol in and of itself, the content overuse can definitely make the skin not look great. But the bottom line is, in small quantities, it's not going to take your skin off at all. No. I mean, everything in moderation.
All right. So having grown up with dry skin and having grown up around here where it's definitely drier and we have these crazy, windy, cold, dry days, mm-hmm. when should moms be looking to help their kids with their skin care and with their changing skin?
That's a great point. As a mom myself, I deal with this every day. And so the first most important thing as a mom is to get your kids into the habit of taking care of their skin. I know it's hard to get them even to put their socks away or put them in the laundry basket.
Brushing their teeth the struggle is real.
I know the struggle is massive. But I mean, and I'm asking for a lot. But you know, to get your children to pay attention to, obviously, sunscreen, number one, most important. They don't even know the damage they're doing now. And trust me, when they get to be my age, they're going to be really bummed out. So if we can get them on sunscreen, most important. But you're right, cold. Moisturizers. Children's skin is so healthy and beautiful. It doesn't need what I'm talking about what, you know, older mm-hmm. skin needs to kind of turn back the clock, speed up the skin cell cycle. For them, we just need to protect it. So a heavier moisturizer for a child's skin who's going out to the freezing cold could give a nice layer of protection against that. So,
all right. And sunscreen, obviously.
Obviously.
I mean, that's not even, come on.
And we can't forget the back of the hands, the neck, the décolleté. Everyone just thinks sunscreen on the face. We really do not forget the back of the hands and the neck and the décolleté. Those are the areas that sneak up on you, and all of a sudden your hands look like they're 80 and the rest of you isn't.
Yeah, it's nothing. I mean, there's a lot of things worse than like wrinkly cleavage, but you, I mean, you see it and you're like, okay, that's a little bit... maybe a cover-up. That's all I'm saying. All right. We have a caller who has asked about vitamins that can help with skincare and rejuvenation.
Absolutely. Vitamins are a great way to go. And just by the way, we do a lot of integrative medicine at Cadella Medical Spa and Wellness Center as well. And this is an area we talk to a lot of people about. In terms of vitamins, honestly, one of the first thing that comes to my head, this isn't technically a vitamin, but one thing I feel like everyone should be on is fish oil or an omega-3 of some form. It is both an anti-inflammatory and it's absolutely excellent for the skin. If you're on high dose omega-3s, you would be amazed the texture and the emollients of your skin improves. Foods that contain vitamin A, you know, your carrots, your beta carotene. I mean, these are all going to be great things for your skin as well. Pretty much any green leafy vegetables, they're good for your inside. Guess what? They're great for your skin. Also, tools that build collagen. Collagen is what's breaking down as we age and it's kind of, you know, we're losing the elasticity. So foods that contain the building blocks to collagen, which are the proteins. And, you know, if eat their eggs. And, you know, if you have a very well-balanced diet, heavy in antioxidants, your skin's going to show it.
All right. I have so many more questions.
Can you vitamin C.
Okay. See, we're holding you over. Can you stay with me through the news?
Sure.
All right. Dr. Parker from Cadella Med Spa. The website is CadellaMedSpa.com. CADELLA MedSpa.com. Hannah Stanley on WGN Girls Night Out. Girl out. Mama say she gonna lose me. She prayed that Hannah Stanley here. This is Girls Night Out. With Hannah Stanley. It's WGN, and we are broadcasting from the Allstate Showcase Studio. Phone and text lines are going crazy. 312-981-7200 is either phone or text line. I have Dr. Eliza Parker here with me from Cadella Med Spa at 34 East Oak. The website that you can get more information is CadellaMedSpa.com, CADELLA medspa.com. Lots of texts coming in. First and foremost, one that just came in from 708. My son has had a rash on one eyelid for over 2 years. Dermatologist did a patch test. We've been through a variety of creams and meds, changed eyeglasses, soaps. What's the next step?
An allergist, I think.
All right. Yeah. Do it.
Yep. I agree.
Allergist. She or he said, is it time to visit an allergist? And yes, it is. Yeah. Yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get that done. If you can't get in before the end of the year to make the insurance work, that's okay. Get thee to an allergist is what Dr. Cadella has said. Okay. We have another texter who says, what about cans of collagen? If I drink it, will that work? Yes, I'm a guy.
Okay.
That's what the texter said.
No, that's a great question. So people ask me all the time, if I eat collagen, will I make more in my skin? In so much as you're going to digest anything that you eat. If you digest collagen, it breaks it into its parts. You absorb some of that. You can then build it. But no, the collagen that you eat is not going to directly go to your face and make it tighter. But as it breaks it down, there's a potential that you can use that as building blocks. But honestly, a lot of that is a lot of sales. I don't think there's a huge amount of scientific research behind saying, yeah, that's going to change. I mean, personally, if I want to build collagen, I want to use all the parts that I can. I know it's vitamin C is important and in a really healthy diet and is really the key. Eating collagen itself, I can't actually give you a great answer because all the literature really doesn't say it does much.
Well, because your body's going to break it down.
It is. You're going to digest it.
It's not like eating fat where it just goes straight to the hips.
Yeah, fat doesn't seem
totally
to go anywhere.
Different.
I know. I don't know about that. Yeah, you're right about that one. That just
if
goes.
Only. If only we could program it to do that, what it's supposed to do.
Yeah.
Another texter, 773, simply says Avon, ?
Okay, you know, Avon, that's a great question mark. I mean, we could spend all night going through different skincare lines and companies, and I'm happy obviously to talk about them. Well, let's talk about this one. I will tell you, for over-the-counter products, that being all products that do not require a physician's prescription, Avon is excellent. So I think it is. It's very well made. They do a great job. I think that their ingredients are super. If you want to go to a medical grade product, you're going to get more intense concentrations of ingredients, so you're going to get stronger results. But if you're going over the counter, and if I was going to choose, you know, one brand over the next, one costs $200 over the counter and one costs $50, honestly, there isn't that much of a difference, and Avon is very well made, so it's a good choice.
Well, that is spectacular. Yeah. I know you started talking about it at the beginning, and I know we were having a little bit of static. So let's go back to this. And 847 texted in, what is Botox and how does it work and how does it last, or how long does it last?
Those are all really great questions. In fact, that's usually what I go through before anyone gets it for the first time, because people think, you know, it's this magical thing you put in your face and it makes things happen. Well, actually what it is, it's a protein. You inject it into muscle. What it does, I don't want to get too crazy geeked out on everybody here, but it interrupts the connection between the muscle and the nerve. And based on how much you put in, you disrupt that connection more or less. So you can very gently disrupt the connection between the muscle and the nerve, meaning so you make an expression on your face, you can make less of an expression with the injection of Botox. If you add more, you can make no expression.
All right, so those are probably some of the people we've seen who can't move their forehead.
Exactly. That's when you put in so much Botox that their muscles are essentially paralyzed. It is not, so in 3 months' time, so this is an important piece, because people think, oh, I get Botox once I'm done. Actually, no, once you get it done, in 3 months, in most people, there are some people that last longer, most people, it is gone. But the Botox is actually out of your system within 12 hours of injections. This is what people don't understand. So when you inject Botox, you're interrupting the connection between the muscle and the nerve. What happens is over the next 3 months, the nerve and the muscle reconnect, okay? And that's what's going on in 3 months. And so as soon as that connection's made, the muscle starts working the way it did before. So how long it takes your body to create that connection exactly the way it was before is how long your Botox will last, which is approximately 3 months.
All right. So where does it come from? What is it that is actually being injected?
So it's botulism toxin is where it comes from. I know. Scary stuff.
There it is. Yep. She just said botulism.
Everyone's scared.
Everybody freaks out.
But this tool, we use it in children with cerebral palsy who have tight tendons. We inject 300, 400 units into a single tendon to make them have more comfort and for their legs not to be in such a, you know, a tight position. I mean, this is a medication we use in so many ways and so many places. It is not just used in aesthetics at all. And the amount we use in aesthetics is so microscopic in comparison to how much we use in different areas of medicine.
All right. So I have, and because I got to make it about me, but you and I were talking, I have a wrinkle in between, like on my forehead.
Sure.
Because I, you know, most people I get angry, you know, and I stare at the computer and I'm like, darn you, Excel spreadsheet for workout. So I've got this thing. What would, because people say, oh, you know, it's $13 a unit or whatever it happens to be for Botox. Mm-hmm. But just to make that relax a little bit, mm-hmm. I mean, what are we, merely for an example, I don't really care. But okay, a little bit. But what would a tiny wrinkle be?
How many units?
Yeah.
That is a great question. And you know, every injector has their way of doing it. For example, I would want to assess what the goals you want to achieve. So you may want that wrinkle to go away when you're at rest and you're working or you're walking around your house. But you may want to be able to make that angry face when
sure.
you're mad, right?
Oh, I like people to know what I mean.
You would want to have that expression. So that would, in my mind, be a specific dose of Botox. Then you could have another person that say, I don't want this line ever. I want to be angry and I want to look absolutely no expression. That person would need a higher dose.
Okay.
So it's a completely, it is not one size fits all.
No, I want my kids to know when I'm angry.
Well, exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, I think facial movement for parents is somewhat important because there's a lot of communication
they
that
need
goes
to
on.
Read that.
I agree.
Yeah, they need to know. I'm teaching them how to read this stuff from other people. All right, so you just need to be able to communicate well with the person, your practitioner.
There's not one dose for every person, and this is a big mistake. So people go to all these different, you know, inexpensive places just to get the Botox. Well, the truth is you really need to be analyzed and find out what it is that you're looking for, what results you want to achieve, and it's got to be one person's going to be very different than the next.
Okay. 217 just said, I just tuned in, and they're asking about peptides. Tell us about peptides.
Peptides
please.
Are wonderful. I mean, these are great things for the skin. They help the skin heal. They're rejuvenating. peptides are wonderful. There are such a slew of wonderful things that are coming out of technology for the skin. Peptides, growth factors, all these different mechanisms. Hyaluronic acid we spoke about earlier, it is a molecule that can hold 1,000 times its weight in water. You put this on your face. These are all the fancy creams that are coming out right now. You put it on your face. It pulls water in from the atmosphere, and it helps put it into your face. And then
I need
it
to go
out.
To there.
I know. Everyone needs to go to there. But again, that's a temporary change. It feeds the water your face.
I'm okay with that.
But okay, so back to the original question.
Yes, the peptides.
So the baseline, yes, peptides are hugely important, as are all these other ingredients. But I keep going back to the same thing. If your skin is not healthy, if you are not exfoliating properly, none of these beautiful ingredients can get in, and they can't do their job. So yes, I think peptides are wonderful. I think they're excellent anti-aging. You know, they can be used in so many beautiful ways. But if you can't get through that dead skin layer outside, you're wasting your money.
All right. So we need to work our skin out.
You do. And then you can use these lovely products that have peptides and growth factors and vitamins.
But use a tiny bit. And then they last longer.
And then they get in there and they can do some good change.
All right. 847, I'm premenopausal and my skin is changing. Mm-hmm. I have low energy. I'm depressed. My joints hurt. What would help me?
Actually, we do a lot of things at Cadella besides aesthetics, and that's integrative medicine, and we do a lot of bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. And this sounds like an exact person that would be great for a consultation.
All right, so 847, we need you to go to CadellaMedSpa.com, CadellaMedSpa, MedSpa.com, and you can see Dr. Parker yourself there at 34 East Oak in Chicago. We have a gazillion other questions, so I want to have you back on at some point in the near future, and we will handle all kinds of things. Scleroderma, how do I even say it? Scleroderma.
Sclerotherapy.
Sclerotherapy.
Scleroderma is an illness.
Yeah, I don't want that.
You really don't.
I get questions about it, but I don't want it. No, but sclerotherapy, which is for veins,
exactly.
Which is a I mean, that's going to be coming up in the spring. Everybody's going to be thinking about
their
veins.
It's good to think about it now, because when you get the procedure done, you're going to have bruising. You're going to have to take a month, and you want your legs looking perfect for the spring. So all the heavy lifting work you want to do, you want to do it now when you can cover things up. You wear long pants. You can wear scarves. This is honestly now through February is the prime time to do this kind of stuff.
One of the producers here put something on Facebook the other day that said winter bodies are born in the winter. No, summer bodies. Summer bodies are born in the winter.
You got to think ahead.
Even with your skin. Thank you so much, Dr.
Thank you
Parker.
So much.
34 East Oak Street is the location, Cadella Med Spa, and it is CadellaMedSpa.com, CadellaMedSpa.com, MedSpa.com. Dr. Parker, soon to be a frequent visitor to Girls Night Out with Hannah Stanley. More after this.